Blessed be thou, Lord, God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of thy abundant goodness. Merciful, patient God, we look on in wonder as your story unfolds over history, all in your gracious timing. Your people had to wait 700 years before the comfort of Isaiah could be revealed. Yet through all this delay, you were working toward the day when one would come to prepare your people for your own entrance into history. Before that great and awesome advent, we stand in awestruck silence, yet we confess that too often we also recoil, because it brings low the mountain of our own self-righteousness. It forces us onto an equal standing with those who have been brought low, whose ways are crooked, and whose lives are not as smooth as our own. But we must all be brought low, so that the glory of the Lord alone can be revealed through your incarnation, so that all flesh may see the Word who spoke the world into existence. Your entrance into history shows us that all of us are as grass, and our supposed righteousness withers immediately under the breath of your commands. All of our strength, our might, our goodness is all vanity, grasping for the wind. Yet your Word, your Christ, stands forever as our righteousness. By your Word, through your Christ, you spoke comfort to Jerusalem, proclaiming that her iniquity was pardoned. You gave us double for all our sins when you gave your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish but have everlasting life. Our warfare is over. But although your almighty ceasefire has been proclaimed, there are still many in this world brandishing their swords against you. Still, your patience far exceeds our own, and so far you have waited 1,000 years twice over for your second advent, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We pray that this repentance would come in our day, that all the world would come to your ministers today, as all the land of Judea came to John the Baptist, confessing their sins and receiving a baptism of repentance for the remission of those sins. Let this world receive your greater baptism, and obtain not just forgiveness, but also the gift of the Holy Spirit. As we see this, your will throughout history, we bless you that you allow us to share in that gift, both looking forward to, but also hastening that great day of God by expanding and promoting your kingdom. In doing so, work within us that we may perform these works that you prepared before the foundation of the world in holy conduct, in godliness, in peace, without spot and blameless. We pray for special grace for those whom you have given especially daunting tasks. Please be with Dennis as his family deals with the death of Erwin, and with the Borrello family after the loss of Rosa. During this season, which preaches hope, yet which sends many into despair, be with Kristen, Bill, and all the others who will spend their first Christmas without loved ones. Be with all of us, as government mandates and restrictions lead to loneliness and fear. We especially pray for those of us who are ill in this time of pandemic. Be with Elaine. Give us all hope in your salvation, even over illness and plague. And give us confidence that nothing in all creation, not even COVID-19, will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so, due to that love of God, by the intercession of the Son, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we rise today, reciting the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Father God, our fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. But you have given us the true bread from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. Evermore give us this bread. Amen. When he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Thank you.
Son of God, was sacrificed for us. Let us keep the feast. And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we thank you that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show the Lord's death until he come. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant that we who have received the sacrament of his body and blood may abide in him and he in us, that we may be filled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.